I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is returning to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. Over 30 readers, healers, crystal vendors, clothing vendors, all types of things and lectures. So much going on. Visit rhodapsychicfair.com. Get on the email list so you can get the discount coupon sent to you by email. But remember to come October 21st and 22nd to the Monterey Fairgrounds from 10 to 5:30 p.m. each day. We'll have an early Halloween celebration, so come on out and join us. In addition, Magic for Life is also putting on a quarterly preview at the Monterey Elks Lodge this coming Friday, September 29th. Doors open at 7 p.m. We'll start up at 7:30 p.m. Admission is only $10. You'll hear the astrology, the numerology, and the wisdom of the tarot for October, November, December, and our transition into 2018. So there's an awful lot to help us get set at this last calendar quarter of 2017. So please come on out and join us. The information is on the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com. And if you have any questions, just contact me. Well, as you know, I love to start each show with a little day by day with James Allen. Now, in 1903, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh. Now, he took the title of his essay from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen wanted us to really grasp the concept that we create the reality we're in. We create it by our intentions, our habits, our thoughts, and our beliefs. So our past thoughts, habits, beliefs, and intentions have created this present reality where each of us sit. However, our present reality is not a predictor of our future reality because each day we have the opportunity to shift our intentions, our thoughts, our beliefs, and make a new future. Every day. So if you missed doing it yesterday, you could do it today. If you missed it today, you get an opportunity to do it tomorrow. And James Allen wanted us to know that that reality is a direct outcome of our mind. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little segment for each day of the month. And for the 25th day of the month, he says, believe it's possible. Belief is the basis of all actions. And this being so, the belief that dominates the hearts or mind is shown in the life. One of the favorite stories you've heard me say ad nauseum, and I get to say it again, is the story of the person who goes up to the concert pianist right after the concert and says, I would give anything to be able to play like you. And the pianist looks at him and says, obviously not. You see, it goes right to the heart of what James Allen is telling us today. The belief that dominates the hearts or mind is shown in the life. When you say, I've always wanted to, or I wish I could, and then your actions show you doing something that doesn't take you in any direction toward that, then the truth is those words don't have that emotional meaning. They're not a reflection of what's in your heart, what's in your mind. They're just an idle quip that you toss aside, almost like saying, the weather is nice today. There's no emotional connection to it. It's just words. So if you want to shift your life, don't sit there saying you wish it was different. Believe it's possible. Belief is the basis of all action. And this being so, the belief that dominates the heart or mind is shown in the life. Show us what you're shifting. And one of the things I do every day is also take a look at what's been provided in the Daily Word put out by Unity Corporation. The Daily Word provides a little affirmation, generally tied into the Bible, but a little affirmation that's positive and affirming. And it helps set a tone to my thought process. And for the 25th, it says, I let the indwelling spirit guide my steps. You've heard us say enough times, we are all born divine. And our journey through life has one primary purpose. It's the unfolding of self to shine our light into the world. And the Daily Word today is telling us, I let the indwelling spirit guide my steps. That's your divine light coming out into the world. Instead of allowing your mind to guide you, your family, friends, or coworkers to guide you, allow your inner spirit, your divine guidance, to guide your steps. And that may also help you believe it's possible. Well, that's enough for me for the startup here. Let's get right into our segment for today. We have a special segment today with Kirilani, who's normally with us the first Friday of each month, but she'll be in Hawaii on a special spiritual workshop on the first Friday of October. So she's agreed to do her segment here on this last Monday of the month, so that we can play it not only today, but we can play it again next Monday to remind us all what's coming up for October. So Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color. She provides custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves and custom teas to her clients to create unique fusion consultations that empowers their personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. She provides a unique Go With The Flow segment on the first Monday of every month on Good Vibrations Radio, and she'll also be providing her guidance at the quarterly preview this coming Friday, September 29th. So let's welcome Kirilani with her Go With The Flow.
Well, thank you, Solazar, and happy almost October. Oh my gosh, what an amazing year and journey this has been. And it's always, at this time, a good opportunity to stop and take a checkpoint. We've just gone through autumn equinox, and that's the time when we have the balance between the light and the dark. And we're still under the influence of the equinox as we speak. And so it's a good time to say, here we've gone through the journey of the cycles. We've planted our seeds in the spring, in the creative cycle of the year. Those seeds now are manifesting in our lives and in our world for us to assess and say, what are we going to choose to harvest? Because October is that time of fruition and harvest. So if we look at where we are in the year, the first 6 months of the year are the creative cycle. The last 6 months of the year are the manifesting cycle. And really, October is the highlight of the manifesting, because as we go into November, from October on, more energy is coming in for next year, for 2018, than we have to work with 2017. Now, some people would say, ah, but I still have December. And you do if you're trying to play catch up. But December really serves as the preview of the first 6 months of 2018. So if we sit back now, we have a little over 2 months left of the pure energy of 2017. So let's talk about 2017 and do kind of this checkpoint of what is this year, what has this been about? Because by now we should have a pretty good feel of the flow of this energy. And yet it's been a very dynamic year, full of a lot of surprises. So here we are, 2017. It's that first pure 1 year in the time of limitlessness. So it's the time for us to plant the seeds, not just for the next 9 year cycle, which is how numerology normally works. This is really a seed for the rest of this life, for the rest of this millennium, for this rest of this time of limitlessness. So in that, we can plant whatever seeds we choose. If we look around our lives right now, what's manifesting is what we planted in that first 6 months of the year. So what does that tell you about the quality of what you choose in your life between separation and union? Because that's really ultimately the first lesson of this year, is to say, am I going to choose the illusion of separation, that I am alone, that it's me against the world, that I am separate from God, and because of that, I am somewhat less than? Are we going to choose that story, or are we going to choose that I am the divine, that I am the divine mother, father, God, that the creator never left the creation, that we are one, and that each of us is connected, and that we are not separate, that every action I take has a ripple effect in the world, as does every other person whose action has a ripple effect through our connections, through our oneness. It's the energy of that I am consciousness. I am that I am that I am that I will always be into eternity. That is the ultimate energy of this year. And in that choice, it says, what type of new beginning are we going to create? Because 1 years are all about new beginnings. So if we keep living our life through rote, through staying in the ruts and the patterns and the habits that we've built, we're not giving space for that something new to come in. And if we look at this year and look at what we're manifesting, I realize in my own life, it's been a very busy year, and everyone we talk to, every day is cram-packed full. If there is no space for anything new, nothing new can come in. So in October, it's a good month to create some space, just for surprises. September has been a month of magic and miracles. Allow those miracles to unfold in your life. We'll have another infusion of that in November, so that limitless potential and possibilities is fueling you going in to the month of October. And let's back up a little further and say, what is this millennium about? This is a millennium that is all about relationships. It's about our connection with each other. It's about communication and creating partnerships that are based on win-win scenarios. So if we think about a 1 year that is being created in that type of millennium, all our new beginnings, all these things that we're going to learn, all the magic and miracles are going to come to us through those connections. They're going to come to us by someone suggesting, oh, have you talked to so-and-so if you're looking for a job? Pay attention to the people who show up in your life, because it may not be that person, but it may be the third person down the cycle that they know. So be attentive to those relationships and new people who come into your life. Realize that each connection and interaction you have as you go through the day is an opportunity to plant a new seed, to create a seed that's based on that energy of honoring the light within each other. That is the true energy of the namaste. And if we do that, we start paving our future from a different present moment. And this is the time of the year to remind all of us that our power is being in that present moment, being totally in a state of balance and focused in the moment and watching what comes forward. So if we look now at where we are with October, this energy coming in, it's asking us in this 1 year, the greatest new beginning we have is becoming what we truly came into this life to be, to shedding anything that is not truly us. Now, all of us came into this life, and we did certain things to get along. We did certain things to survive. We did certain things to be loved. Sometimes we hid who we truly were. Sometimes we lost that from ourselves. And as we go into the union with the divine, with our soul, we reconnect with the truth and the light and the love that we are. That's the fabric of what we are created from. So October is all about gaining the clarity and wisdom and truth of who we truly are, to be liberated from all that we are not, to just allow it to shed like a snake sheds its skin, that it was useful at the time, it helped us, it served us, and yet it no longer fits because it's just too tight. Just let it go. It's a great month based on that, to spend time in meditation, to give yourself space to journal, to open up to that clarity and wisdom that your soul has to share with you. And it is a month of sharing. So as we are unfolding, our beingness, the who we truly are, is becoming and unfolding. It's sharing that with other people, with other beings. It's being willing to open up our light in that connection that this millennium is driving and help each person we interact with awaken a little more. And as we do that, we open up a little bit more. And that's where the magic comes in. So we have a whole month of this clarity and wisdom to gain a greater level of understanding of the truth of who we are and who we are not. And it asks us, it calls us, it demands that we express our truth and allow our light to shine through. So we can use this flashlight, it's like a spotlight of October, to focus on those parts of our life that we say, okay, this is what I'm manifesting. Do I like what I'm manifesting? Would I like something different? Use the clarity to refine it, because this year, going into 2018, is a very powerful combination of years. And what we're doing right now with that refinement is actually starting to create our seeds for next year, for 2018. So use every single moment to be that magnifying glass, to look at those areas, to say, am I willing to carry this forward for another 9-year cycle? Am I willing to carry this forward for the next rest of this millennium? So once we discover those areas where we say, aha, no, I don't really want to carry this forward, use the power of the light and the clarity of October to shine in those areas and to realize the power of this equinox, that if we embrace all that we are, if we are willing to embrace the light and the dark, and to shine the spotlight into those dark corners and realize that the only thing that is there is light again. If we embrace all that we are, instead of suppressing or pushing parts of us away, rejecting parts of ourselves, if we embrace them now and come into wholeness, that is the harvest of this year, that we are whole, we are one again, we are one with the divine. And from that place, we plant a new way of being. That is our energy of October. So every single day for this month is very, very powerful. October is always one of the most powerful months of the year because it brings us that energy of clarity. And the clarity allows us to craft our direction, our rudder, our way forward for the following year. So if we look at the energy of this year, the vibrational tools that we can work with aromatherapy and colors, the aromatherapy is orange and cypress. Now, cypress is an excellent, excellent one to use if you want to get certain things moving. So if you have any emotional blocks or issues or mental areas where you feel stuck, where you feel like things aren't coming together the way you want them to, use cypress. It gets things moving emotionally and mentally. Tuberose, which is wonderful. It reminds you of paradise. And if you need a scent that helps you remember the divine goddess, tuberose would be the one to reach for. And cumin, now that's a surprising one because you can use cumin in your cooking, or the essential oil of the cumin is interestingly delicate. It's balanced. It's gentle. So it's wonderful. And all of those, October, that clarity comes through that sense of balance. So we talked about coming off of equinox. Equinox brings that balance. And every day as we journey now forward toward winter solstice, we choose, we stand up to be the balance of the light in the world. As each day gets shorter and we have more darkness, it gives us the opportunity to go inside more, to go into our own pregnant void of all possibilities, and from there find our own light, and from that point start to create. And it's the creation going into next year. So if you want to work with the colors of orange and peach, laurel and rust, they're great fall colors all coming together. And you can visualize those in meditation. You can wear those colors. You can cut out swatches or play with colored pens and pencils. Working with a color is very powerful in a month that works on the mental body, that works on clarity. It activates your right brain, and it helps your left and right hemispheres of your brain balance. From that place is where you gain greater clarity. It opens to the spirit. And that's really what this month is about, is allowing our mind to open to our spirit so that every question we've ever had is answered. Every question that we've ever had, we realize that maybe I didn't even need to ask the question, or I wasn't even asking the right question. It's just opening up to that wisdom of the spirit. If we look at some of the vibrational opportunities as we go through October, we have a whole slew of them. So October 1st, kicking off the month, is this huge portal that asks us, that pulls us to refine our direction. And we talked about this. Think of October 1st as being the rudder on your ship, as you're raising the sails to sail free. It's asking us to take that seed of God that we are creating, that we are becoming in this beautiful year of 2017, and allow it to bloom and thrive and grow with wild success. We are that seed. We are the ones that are blooming. If we look at October 4th then, a huge day, and look at October 1st to 4th, just building as stair steps. This is a huge day of release, and it's all based on allowing ourselves to realize that we are so loved. We are so loved by the divine. Allow yourself to receive that unconditional love and extend that unconditional love to yourself. Because it's through that acknowledgement that we are love and that we are beings of love and that that's really what it's all about. And to realize that in our ability to manifest, it is by that expression of love that suddenly we start creating a whole new way of being. So it's a day of graduation, graduating to a higher level of love. Then, October 5th, we have the full moon, the harvest moon. And it's so cool because the harvest moon traditionally is the closest full moon to autumn equinox. And this is the time of the year where the moonrise and the sunset are very, very close. So on that night, sunset's around 6:44 p.m., harvest moon comes up at 6:55. You have 11 minutes. 11 is all about that unconditional love. So in that 11 minutes, be that inspiration. Be the light. Hold the light of the sun in your heart, in your solar plexus, in your spirit. And as the moon comes up, greet that moon and greet the light of the moon. And know that you are a being of light. On October 10th, we have this great day. We were talking about, we have a theme as we go through October. That theme is all about being that seed of God, being that bridge between heaven and earth, being that bridge of light in the world. So we have one of those dates on October 10th. It comes together with the power of transformation of the Aquarian age to create the Master Lover's energy, which is bringing together the Divine Feminine, the Divine Masculine in harmony, in union, and in love. Great day to balance. Great day for opening our hearts. It's in the emotional week of the month. So if you have someone special in your life, make that a special day to use it to help transform your relationship to the next level. And if you don't have someone special in your life, I would say all of us have someone special in our life, whether it's a pet, whether it's a friend, whether it is a family member. And most importantly, it's about the relationship with our own soul. So give that over as a day of love. And then October 13th, we have another one of these days that is a day of celebration of graduation. It's again a day of love. And it's asking us to move beyond sacrifice, to move beyond struggle, to move beyond any thoughts that would say that we're not enough. Now, this is a test in October because we've been working with this energy of 2017 all year to say, can I stand in the place of knowing that I am divine, that I am not separate, that I am not flawed inherently, and to simply embrace the fullness of who we are. That's October 13th. October 17th, we now have a double infusion of that clarity and wisdom And it's coming together with knowing that we were our light and love and truth, and packing that in to that seed of divine energy that we are, to open that seed up to become that bridge of light between heaven and earth. Then on October 21st, we do have a day of heaven on earth, aligned with the mind embracing the clarity of spirit. So that's a huge day of master of manifestation based on heaven on earth. That would be a good day to play the lottery. It would also be a beautiful day if you have the opportunity to set that day aside. Do whatever for you is heaven. Even if it's 5 minutes or 50 seconds, do whatever for you is a little slice of heaven. Then, and which reminds me, I once went to Chapel Hill for a leadership seminar, and one of the guys teaching, he said, Chapel Hill is the southern slice of heaven. And I went outside, and they had these beautiful gardens. And in the middle of the garden was this beautiful butterfly garden. And I have never seen butterflies so beautiful, with vibrant colors. So here in the middle of a work thing, doing leadership stuff, and, you know, working long hours, I could go out there and in that moment, connecting with those beautiful butterflies, and you said, yes, this is a slice of heaven. So on the Central Coast, we have beauty all around us. Just the quality of the light at this time of year is absolutely magnificent. So it doesn't have to be something grand. And yet, in those little moments, they are grand. So however many of those you can snag that day, indulge in them fully, and let them expand. And tell the universe, more of this, please. And then October 26th, we have another double day of clarity. And this is asking for that clarity aligned with illumination to highlight and light up that bridge that we are between heaven and earth. And then October 28th, we have another one of those master lovers energy that's embracing that full unification of the divine feminine and the divine masculine on all of our bodies. Because now we're in that portion of the month that integrates physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual into the cosmic. So it allows us to come into complete union with ourselves. And when we do that, there's a healing that takes place at a really high level within ourselves, but within the polarities of the feminine and masculine that have played out on the planet. So as we embrace the divine feminine within and the divine masculine and let them dance together in union again, we plant that seed for Gaia. We plant that seed for the world. That, Solazar, is our opportunities for October. So there's a lot of power days going in October. And because of that, there's going to be a lot of intense energy. This has been an intense year for most people. There's a lot going on, both vibrationally and through the astrology, and they marry together so beautifully, but there's so much power. Yesterday was equinox, and it was a beautiful day. Tremendous things happening astrologically, and I felt like this sense of pressure in my head and pressure because there was just so much energy. So the more time you can spend out in nature, the more time you can spend just going out and ground to the earth, whatever helps you balance I love doing Tai Chi and Qigong, movements like that that help integrate energy into the physical body, yoga, Pilates, anything like that. Even just do simple stretching to help keep grounding the energy. So if you start feeling like that or start feeling a little overwhelmed, you can visualize roots growing from the bottom of your feet into the earth, and open up the top of your head to the sun and allow that energy to just stream down through your whole body, all down through your heart, down through your torso, down through your legs, and that energy is shooting out through the roots of your feet into the earth, and Gaia welcomes that energy. And then you pull the energy up from the bottom of your feet through your calves and through your knees and through your thighs and through your hips and through your abdomen and up your spine and through your heart and your throat and filling your entire head and up and out your crown until there's little rainbows as the energy merges together. And those little rainbows flutter down through your crown to every part of your body, just kissing and blessing every cell, letting them light up. And allow that rainbow to ground all the way to the earth, knowing that you're just this column of light. And you can just do this anywhere you are. See, it just takes a minute. And in doing that, your whole system just rebalances. And the more you can do that in October, coming from that place of balance, you'll access more clarity. You'll access more wisdom. So if you have things going on in your life that have felt like they were challenges or problems that needed to be solved, this is your month. Because you're going to get all kinds of new ways of looking at things, new opportunities, new ways of having tools that you didn't even know you had before. So see it as an adventure. Don't get frustrated with yourself. Just let everything be an experiment, because in limitlessness, each day as we go into it, more is possible. So if you try something, it's a little bit like a lid on a jar. If you try something and you try it a couple times and you're like, still can't get this lid to budge, set it aside for a bit, do some other things, and then come back to it. Because what I'm finding in this year is old tools, like trying to force things to happen or make it happen, it's not working anymore. So something as simple as packing for Hawaii, and I was looking for something. I've been looking for it for days, and I was getting aggravated with myself. And I finally kind of surrendered and gave up and did some other things and went to go look for something entirely different and found it. So if I had just cut out that portion of getting frustrated or berating myself for being so disorganized or digging through piles of stuff, if I just said, I tried this a couple times, it's not happening, I know it's somewhere, it will come to me, and trust, it would have been a lot easier journey. So I just share this because I think in talking to folks, a lot of folks are going through a similar thing. This is about opening up this year to new things. This is the time of the year that the universe is dropping our new things in. And if we're so busy trying to make a bunch of stuff happen, the gift could be right in front of our face and we miss it because we're looking the other way. So give yourself a little space in October to just allow cool things to pop into your life and time to appreciate it and time to contemplate. Because it's in that contemplation that more of the new tools can pop in. So Solazar, that is our energy for October.
Well, thank you for sharing all that. But before I go into the astrology cure, I'd like to share a quick story. It's a story I once heard from Zig Ziglar, and I'll make it quick. And it's about a gentleman who's at his country club for lunch. He runs a business, and he has an absolute rule in his business that nobody can be late for lunch. But it was such a beautiful day. He was sitting outside. He was just enjoying it, just as you said, having that time in nature. And suddenly he realized he was late, and he had a meeting with his vice president of marketing. So he raced back to the office. When he got into the office, he had his vice president of marketing come in, and he immediately started chewing him out. You know, sales haven't been what they are. We're not reaching our demographic. We need to get better. He said, I can't be the only one that carries this company on my back. I need the help of other people, and I need you to do your job. Vice president of marketing goes out fuming, gets back to his office, tells his secretary, by the way, where are those reports on the latest sales projections? You know, I have to worry about all this stuff that you're supposed to be doing. So it doesn't give me the time to really do my job as I'm supposed to, because without me, this company wouldn't make it. That secretary goes off to get the sales projections, and she's saying, you know, he wouldn't be able to find his way out of a closet with a flashlight. I keep him afloat. I keep this company afloat. Nobody can do the things that I do quite as well as I do it. And I'm the one that carries this company on my back. Then she goes home at the end of the day, and she finds that her son, who has to wear uniforms to school, his brand new trousers, he's torn them. She didn't ask him why. She immediately chewed him out and said, you know, I carry the weight around here. I buy the food. I do the cooking. I clean the house. And you're not helping me one little bit. Do you know how much I have to go through on a daily basis just to keep you in the clothes that you're too busy ruining? Go to your room. He goes up to his room. The cat's on the floor, and he kicks the cat. Now, the real moral of the story is it would have saved a lot of time if the president of the company had left the country club, driven to the secretary's house, and just kicked the cat without all the intervening drama created for everybody. And it goes right to the heart of your issue, especially in this time of balance, that what we can do is we can either create drama or we can let things be as they are and try to flow with the changes. So what I mean by that is when we're looking forward right now that the sun is in Libra and is going to be in Libra for a period of time, we need to remember that Libra is ruled by Venus. This is a time of harmony. We should be looking at everything going on in our lives and trying to harmonize it. Instead of saying, oh my God, it's October, or it's the end of September right now, but it's going to be October, and look at what we haven't done, we need to start looking at what we can do. We need to allow ourselves to have the loving approach to living our life in a forward-looking motion instead of a backward-looking motion. And here's what I mean by that also. We should never forget the things that happened because they're components of what made us who we are. That's very different than living in the past or being stuck in the what ifs, if onlys, or anything else like that. Also coming up after that equinox is yesterday, Sunday, was Mars in Virgo opposed Neptune in Pisces. Now, while it's a smaller transit than many, it carries a very long shadow. Mars, once again, is our planet of drive and energy, action, desire, leads the charge. He's not real happy being in Virgo to begin with. And he's opposing or having a fight with Neptune, which is about our dreams, our intuitions, our hopes, and our collective unconscious. Now, since Mars rules our energy, anytime he gets in a fight, our energy will drop a little bit. So when you were talking about, for instance, the packing, the not finding things, the overall energy, our energy is down a little bit at this moment in time. So it's an opportunity, again, going back to that kindness, to rest more, know that the energy's down, don't push, don't swim against the current. Neptune, on the other hand, does love peace and connection. So our egos may take a hit during this period of time because it's not personal, but really, it's really more about the collective than the individual. So we have to just expect that. And we'll be going through this a little bit going forward. And Neptune also fogs clarity. So if you find yourself going forward, and we're going to hit on more Neptune in the next week, if you find yourself going forward not having as clear a focus on things, it's okay. It's to be expected. Now on Thursday, Jupiter in Libra will oppose Uranus in Aries. And Jupiter, again, is our planet of luck and abundance. And it gets in a fight with Uranus, which is our planet of change, revolution, and rebellion. And it loves that. This is a challenging opposition on Thursday. So if something is holding you back, chances are it will get broken on Thursday. Usually, if you're in a relationship, relationships will break. But Jupiter doesn't accept limits, and Uranus lives for the unexpected. So pretty much anything that might be holding you back can get broken on Thursday. Now, keep in mind that depending on the work that we're doing, even as you speak here and you talk about different levels of understanding and being in tune and being conscious, depending on the level of work we're doing, it also will affect the level of break we experience. I mean, if we're totally unconscious, things will break, but we may not even notice them, honestly. But the real point of this opposition is to free you from limits. Free you from the limits you're using to hold yourself back. So we're being pushed to free up, just like Kira was talking about, you need to have room for those things. So when we're freeing up, we just have to watch the tendency to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We want to think before we consciously act. Uranus is king of surprises, amplified by Aries energy. If you've been holding on to anything past its expiration date, it's going to end on Thursday. Don't expect it to stop there. But when you release, you will feel lighter. You will feel freer. Just don't scratch your unnecessary itches because you feel like getting rid of everything. Think before you do some stupid things. Expect some endings. Expect some surprises. But also on Thursday, Pluto goes direct in Capricorn. So again, Kira, when you were talking about some of that energy, almost the struggle of doing things, some of that's going to free up when Pluto goes direct in Capricorn as well. Because Pluto is the planet of our deepest psychology, our wounds, and our transformation. And it's been requiring us while it's in retrograde to do the examinations, to do the identification, to do the review. And a lot of that emotional review is draining. And we're coming to the end of that moment where we're being required to do that review. And Jupiter's going to break free and go direct. And now we're going to be expected to apply the action, apply the knowledge that we've learned. At the same time, when Jupiter goes direct, it will encourage some people to play in the dirty end of the pool. So we all have that tendency. We just have to watch for it. See, when we spend all that time examining and it goes direct, sometimes we're going to stir up the drama around us and through the triggers of everything that we've identified. Figure out where triggers are coming from when you're feeling them yourself. Just figure out where they're coming from, identify them, and don't react. Do the best you can on that. With all the drive to heal and release, you're going to have to prioritize what needs to be healed and released as things start coming up. This time, though, the work is getting done. So know that everything you've gone through that has actually slowed you down like slogging through molasses is now going to get resolved and done. Anything you haven't been able to prioritize or identify, it will just have to wait for next time. But for right now, this will be a big freeing, a big release, like a weight off. Now, on the 29th, the day of our quarterly preview, Venus in Virgo will oppose Neptune in Pisces. So I mentioned we're going to have more Neptunian stuff. And this is not as disruptive as Jupiter opposing Uranus, but it will add a compound element to relationship disruption for people. Neptune dissolves things, fogs things up so we can't clearly see what's happening. So Neptune wants to take things to the highest high or the lowest low. It loves extremes. So this means that Neptune will show us the cracks in everything we thought was perfect. You know, the perfect house, the perfect car, the perfect relationship. And now all of a sudden we see the cracks in the walls, the engine stalls, and that person's not quite as perfect as I thought they were. So any new relationship started on Friday will be hard. They're not what it appears, but also because Neptune loves deception, the charismatic con artist can appear operating under the guise of a perfect mate, having all the perfect words, being very deceiving. So watch out for those people that appear in your life on Friday. Just be cautious, be wary, don't make any commitments on that day, and certainly for a week or two going forward. Just go cautiously. Watch your cash. Don't over-obligate and don't take up any expensive causes. Don't suddenly decide you're the one that's going to pay for the impeachment of Donald Trump all on your own, because you'll be spending a lot of money and not necessarily getting the results you want. And then also on Friday, Mercury enters into Libra. Excuse me. Mercury enters into Libra. That's a good thing, because when Mercury leaves the precise world of Virgo, where it's had some discipline, but it doesn't really like to be, and enters the balanced, non-confrontational world of Libra, it is elevated. It enjoys itself. Libra is represented by the scales, and so it has the ability to keep the mind stable. You'll find yourself talking more, socializing more, but not on deep topics. This is not a deep topic period while Mercury's in Libra. Most conversations will be pleasant. Libra hates drama, prefers peace and balance, nothing deep. And while Mercury resides in Libra, it should be pleasant, although the Libra struggle to make a decision will definitely pull at your need for patience with the back and forth and back and forth and looking at all sides. Not nearly as bad as a Gemini, but definitely can be ambivalent at times. So Mercury will enjoy himself. You will too. It will be a great ending to the month of September to have Mercury going into Libra. So any questions or comments, Kira?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I love how this time of Libra, right, when you were talking about the balance, it complements nicely with what's happening vibrationally. And these things going on with Venus seem to also kind of punctuate what the vibrational patterns are. And then on the Mercury, you said on Friday, something happens with Mercury. Can you talk a little bit more about that one?
Sure. It goes into Libra also. So it's leaving, you know.
It would help create more clarity since Mercury helps with our mind?
Yeah, Mercury will be more clear, be more active. But you'll find yourself talking more, feeling the need to explain more, being more social. It's not a very deep energy, the Libra, in the sense of it's not the time for the deep, deep, deep discussions. But it's going to be freeing for Mercury, because Mercury's been in Virgo. Virgo is very boundary-centric. It's very precise, very detail-oriented. A lot of good things about Virgo, so I'm not saying it as a negative. But Mercury doesn't like to be hemmed in quite like that. So I think you'll find, even with some of that Neptunian fog that's going through, when Mercury gets into Libra, it's going to add a little more clarity to the thought process.
Quite so that's a wild ride this year.
Yeah. And we're going to have really a powerful October. I'm not going to go into that in great detail. And plus, Joyce will share, I'm sure, a great deal. But, I mean, we've got you know, we're going to have our full moon in Aries October 5th, you know, and then Jupiter's going to enter Scorpio October 10th, which for those of us such as me, it's actually a great thing because Jupiter, Scorpio's on my moon. My moon is in Scorpio, and Jupiter being on Scorpio actually frees up my emotions. It frees up my unconscious, my subconscious. It gives me some expansion as opposed to contraction. So there's some really powerful things happening in October that will, are complemented by the vibrational energy you've shared. And I'll add more of that for next week for the show October 2nd when we replay this show, your segment, so that people can really get it down for October. So any other questions, Kira?
Well,
anything else you'd like to add? Okay.
Well, I wanted to let people know that I'm going to be at Rota and for them to put Rota on their calendar because it looks like it's going to be a wonderful fair, and it's always a wonderful event to have people who really care about this world and want to learn things and explore and experience new things to come together. I will be there with all of the doTERRA oils. And so I talk about the different vibrational tools here, and also when we do the vibrational infusion or when we do the quarterly preview, and it gives you an opportunity to come experience them. I have found them to be so much more powerful than any other essential oils that I've worked with, and I've come to learn that it's a lot of it has to do with the purity of the oil, but really how each of the oils is sourced. They get the oils where the plant grows natively, and they work with everybody, the growers, the farmers, all of the people who handle the oils all the way through what you'd call the supply chain to make sure it's a win-win situation and take a lot of the middlemen out of the picture. And I think that that shows up in the vibrational quality of the oils. So I've talked about them for a long time on the show. Come on out and experience them, sample them. To see what it feels like. To me, the vibrations are like learning the keys on a piano, right? And over time, you start realizing that that energy of, say, October is tangibly different than the energy of the year. But when you put them together, they make this wonderful combination. So come on out and play with us at Rota. It's going to be a wonderful event. And super powerful days, the days of Rota, are huge. So, Solazar, that's my little Rota plug.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for sharing everything and for sending your information with us. I want to remind everybody that Good Vibrations Radio will be back next week. We'll be replaying Kira's segment. And we're also going to play this segment on Metaphysical Musings this coming Sunday. So October 1st and October 2nd, Kira will be putting her vibrational energy out to the world. That's a really powerful time. But you can listen to it again next Monday, 5 to 6 p.m. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Remember to turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings. Namaste.